Good evening, everybody. This is Bill Crozier calling the PNB Personnel Committee meeting to order. This is Monday, December 6, 2010. And Nia, can you call the roll for us, please?
Sure. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Nico Ross.
Here.
Lucia Wangaza. Joe Wanzala. And I, Nia Bediaco. Thank you, Chair. You have quorum.
Okay. Thank you. And I really appreciate all of you because we've had trouble getting quorum the last, actually, I look back at about the last 6 weeks we've had trouble. So thank you so much. We have minutes. I sent out the draft agenda, and you should have all gotten it automatically. Are there any changes to the agenda anybody wants? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as sent out?
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, and then the motion, and then the agenda is approved. First item is approval of minutes from the July 9th and the August 2nd meetings, which I sent to all of you again. Nia had sent to us long ago, I think twice, and we deferred them earlier. So any questions about the or corrections to the minutes? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Okay. Hi. Any objections? Okay, if not, we'll approve both the July 9th and August 2nd minutes. So thank you so much, Nia, for getting those out to us. Next is plan to begin work for annual reviews of the ED and CFO. We're kind of behind. We're really behind with the ED. I hope to get this done and completed by December 1st, but we've had problems with the quorum and getting started. So any thoughts or suggestions, anybody?
This is Nia.
Yeah, Nia.
I think the ED, which is you first, is probably the easier of the two to do. It might require a little tweaking here and there because it's after a year. And I would say maybe we could send that one out, take a look at that. And if it doesn't require too much tweaking to send that one out, like I said, it's the easier of the two, and it's due first.
Okay. Is there anything that we might need to change? Anybody?
I'm just scrolling through it because I really don't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the CFOs I'm looking at. Oh, my Lord.
Or if we're not sure, we have so much trouble getting quorum, and I know the holidays are coming up. You know, we could wait a few days, and then if everybody could look at it and reply by email, if there aren't objections, then we could go ahead and send it out. If there are, if we need to make any changes, can we approve, let a work group do that without having to get back together for a meeting and vote on it? Because I think that would be difficult.
Bill?
Yes.
Could you kind of send it out now just so, because there weren't that many questions, and I liked it because it was clear and concise. That we could just look at it now, and then maybe
okay. Okay, this is the ED survey you're talking about, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me just looking at the folder. I've got so many files here for all the everything. I believe this is it. anybody else have any comments while I'm looking and making sure I got the right file to send?
Yeah, I was wondering how much change are we talking about? Are we talking about just some dates, or are we talking about something more significant?
Hopefully just dates. Other people have any comments? And I guess we would need to make sure we need to decide how much time we're going to give people and figure what the deadline would be.
This is Nia.
Yeah, Nia.
Just to answer Rico's question, I'm just doing this all from memory now, Rico. I don't think it needed too much tweaking because she's been here for a year. Maybe some of the short-term goals will now become long-term goals. As soon as Bill sends it out, take a quick look at it. Like it's that's the beauty of it. It's very short.
Yeah, and it does. I think it says 6 months, or probationary review, or something like that. So we can change that to annual review. I found it just like I'm getting ready to send this. Okay, it's going. For anybody that might be listening on the stream or the archives, this is on our Google group. It's open to the public, the website. There's not the groups.google.com PNB-personnel. Or you can just go to Google Groups and search for PNB Personnel, and it's in the files section. Same thing for the CFO survey and the job descriptions. The job description is actually part of this file.
Well,
any thoughts?
In the meantime, should I still send DAI's org charts to everybody now?
Yeah, that's good. And we can talk about that in a little bit when we get to the...
Okay.
If anybody else has any org charts, you can send them on. Let me just real briefly, for anybody who's listening, there's an introduction to the survey, and... first question is check which of the following applies to you, member of the PNB, other LSB member on a national committee, a GM, other paid staff. I don't know if we want to make any changes if we're sending it out to also. I forget. That's another thing. We need to check on email addresses and names. That does take a little while. And should we use the old list or are we going to – well, none of the LSBs, I guess, have selected new national committee members, so that – there wouldn't be any point in changing that. I guess my inclination is since this is based on the last year, then there's probably no point in changing the people that we send it to, but what do the rest of you think?
Well, we are going to send it to people who are no longer working here, right? That list would have to change. What do you think?
Well, I have the list of who we sent it to before. It's basically email addresses, names and email addresses. I don't know who may have changed email addresses. I can find out as soon as the survey goes out if it bounces, if the email address isn't valid anymore. And then we can try to track that person down or just not worry about it.
I think I would feel more comfortable in the really scrubbing the list to make sure that it is sent to the people that it should be sent to, so we're not accused of anything. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let it be as accurate as possible. What do you think, Rico? Rico, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think?
Could you say that again? You said you think that we should really specify and make sure that it's sent to the people that it, we
yeah.
need.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't want to be subjected to any kind of unnecessary scrutiny or doubt. You know what I mean? I think we should really check the list, Bill. To go through the same process that we went through in verifying who should be on the list. And then send it. So, who did you have... who sent you the list? Was it Ahmad?
I get it from different people. Let's see, the national staff I got from Arlene. I think I picked up all the GMs from just some of the emails that had been sent out, probably from Arlene in the past. One thing I neglected, I think we had decided to send it to the LSB chairs, and I didn't do that. I think I did that for this. I'm not sure. Maybe I didn't do that for the CFOs, or it wouldn't have been relevant to the CFO. Of course, some of the LSB chairs have changed now, the ones that have, but the new ones might not have any experience interacting with her. And then there were members of the, I think most of the national committees who were not on the PNB. And I don't know who, you know, I don't know who's not on their LSB anymore, but except for at my station. But if we're basing, if we're trying to base it on the, you know, the performance, our ED performance for the last year, there wouldn't be a point in sending it to some new person that doesn't know. I mean, we could delete people, if that's what you're suggesting. I don't know, I'm open, whatever makes sense to all of you.
So, Neil, are you saying that one of the reasons that you, we would specify a little, we would scrutinize a little bit, is to make sure that the people that, that should have it has it, and also to make sure we don't just send it out to just anybody, because that would, might get us inundated with people who don't really know what it's all about in the first place. Is that the purpose for it, sort of like specifying a little bit?
No, I think more what I was driving at, for example, well, if it's a year, like the outgoing LSB members, she got hired December 1st of 2009. That was her effective hire date. So technically, and it was done in the past, was that when Greg Guma was evaluated, there were former LSB members who were directors that got the questionnaire because they were there. So that's what I'm saying. Do we want to be consistent? And I think that we should be consistent because that precedent is already established. So the same list, I guess, would work, but just so that you know, Bill, as the chair, and you know that that precedent was already established.
Okay, I still, well, to clarify, so that they, you're saying that some people got it that probably shouldn't have, or the opposite?
No. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have it. I'm saying they're no longer on the LSB. They might have
longer,
termed out,
okay.
Or they might not have, you know, they might not have ran.
Yeah. So you're saying, you're suggesting we, for LSB members that are on the, of course, the PNB members are the same for now, for the
right.
Month. So for the, but for the other LSB members, that we only sent to ones that were, that are continuing, or is that?
No, the opposite. No, the opposite.
Not continuing. Yeah. Well.
Right.
Well, I mean.
Keep the list.
Well, ones that are either, they either finished their term or who are continuing. But not new people?
Yeah, because you have some of those people too who you know who ran and won. But just keep it
yeah.
at the keep the list as is. The same list.
Okay, well that's all right. So no new people. I mean I agree there's no sense of new people. They wouldn't be able to evaluate
right.
somebody if they haven't had been interacting with her.
Right. So use the same list.
Okay. Does that make sense to you too, Rico?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Because you are going from December 1st to November 30th of this year.
Okay.
Technically.
So no new LSB members that were just elected for the first time.
Uh-uh.
Okay. I agree. I think that makes sense. Okay, and then I'm looking for my... I've got so many files here. Just to make sure which... Well, we'll just do the same. I forget. There was, you know, it was most of the national committees that were active. I think all the ones that were active at that time. So that gave a pretty good cross, representation, I guess. And then one of the survey questions asks which category people are in.
Right.
Okay, so we can separate out the results that way too.
Right.
Okay, well then,
because remember, the national committees aren't in effect until January 21st anyway. So
right.
There's an issue there.
Yeah. Of course, then the question may come up when we do the CFO survey, depending on when we can get it out. I mean, we could choose to do these at about the same time. I don't know, but the timing, if we delay it too much, it's going to be kind of difficult for people. But the CFO's first year full time ends at the end of January.
Right.
So I don't know if we want to decide that now at the same time we're discussing the ED survey. Do we want to send the CFO survey again out to the same people and do it at the same time as the ED one, or
yeah,
wait till next month, or what?
I think we should do it now, because by the time we get all this information back, and, you know, please, we should certainly do it during the in-person
meeting. I don't see any benefits of waiting if we're sending this out. Maybe we can get it all back and try to analyze it all together.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I don't like the idea of leaving it hanging, and with a new committee, it may take 2 or 3 months for this to get going again. it's hard to say. And
right. So,
and then we'd have new people on the board that might want to wait anyway until they've had a chance to see, how the CFO's working. Okay, so we'll try to get the CFO one out at the same time or shortly after the ED one. We'll get to that in a minute, I guess, the details, because I don't know if we want to change anything like that. But let me just go real quickly through the ED one. Like I did, okay, the first question was, which group you're in, basically. PNB, LSB, GM, things like that. The second question is, the Pacific Executive Director works effectively on key financial issues, and then 3 bullet items under that. Third question is, the Pacific Executive Director handles other financial responsibilities well, and then 4 bullet items under that. Fourth one, she fosters an environment of understanding between all listeners, staff, and directors that is commission compliant. And for all these, the responses are strongly disagree through strongly agree, with a neutral response in the middle, and not applicable as an option too. Fifth question, ED effectively promotes and coordinates outreach, promotion, development, and marketing activities to help Pacifica to maximize its audience while staying compatible with the Pacifica mission. Question 6, ED handles personnel management duties well. And there's 4 items under that. Stop me, anybody, if you want me to. 7, the Pacifica ED effectively facilitates governance by the PNB and its committees and communicates well with the PNB. 8, the Pacifica Executive Director is handling other duties listed in the job description under the headings of programming and legal well. And each of these are cross-referenced to the specific items in the job description, which is at the bottom of the survey. 9th question, regarding your firsthand knowledge of and experience with the Pacific Executive Director, the overall performance of the ED is good. Again, they rate strongly disagree through strongly agree, or NA. And then 3 more questions. 10, number 10, the Executive Director should be retained after she finishes her 6-month probationary period. I guess that's one we wouldn't apply. So just delete that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound reasonable, everybody?
Yes.
Let me write myself a note here. The same thing would probably apply to the CFO survey, because there's a similar question there.
Right.
And then number 11, this is an open-ended one, the next two. Please list the one area or activity where you believe the executive director is doing best. And number 12, please list the one area or activity where you believe the executive director needs to be raised to improvement. And then there's the job description listed under that. Somebody think of anything else that needs to be changed other than deleting that question about the retaining her after the probationary period?
You see that there should be one about the handling of the financial crisis in both of theirs?
Okay, let me see. Let me look and see if any of these other questions would cover that adequately. Okay, question two. The specific executive director votes works effectively on key financial issues. And then there's three bullet points under that. First is ensuring the return of fiscal soundness to the foundation. Next one is ensuring that expenses do not exceed income, even if lower than budget, in all units of Pacifica. And the third one is fundraising strategies.
Okay, yeah. That covers it there.
And then there's another question related. The next one also relates to that. It says the Pacifica ED handles other financial responsibilities well, including first one is developing fiscally sound budgets and thereby setting spending priorities with appropriate personnel. Next bullet point, reviewing financial statements with the chief financial officer to ensure accuracy, completeness, and clarity. Next bullet item, timely acknowledging major contributions and support. And the next bullet item is bringing contracts to the PNB for review as appropriate.
Yeah, I think that covers it.
That covers everything? Okay.
Bill?
Yeah, Rico?
There's something I have always thought that is not being paid, giving any attention or energy or effort, and I think it should. And that is that I think that there should be something, there should be some type of requirement that an effort is made to get us out there, to get the stations out there, to help brand our name and let people know. I mean, we can talk about fundraising all we want, but very often when we talk about fundraising, we're kind of preaching to the choir. We're talking to the same people over and over, as opposed to making an asserted effort of bringing in new people by letting people know who we are. We talked about it here at K about how cheaply it would be just to put our logo of KPFK on bus benches or on the side of buses, because they're really cheap out here. And there are other ways that we can just letting people know. I also spoke at one of the meetings that I went to an event called Glow. It was an arts event. And there may have been, I don't know, 50,000 people there. It was on Santa Monica Pier. And there was a radio station there, but it wasn't us. But I was thinking of opportunities like that where we can just get our name out there and let people know who we are and where we are on the radio station might be something that the ED should make an effort to do. I put in a motion at the in-person meeting that we should actually get volunteers to work specifically on that at each station, and one at North office, at National office, to kind of coordinate the five stations. But I'm wondering whether we should have something in there so that the ED feels like it's their responsibility to make sure that an effort is being made to get our brand out there, the brand of Pacifica and the brand of each five stations.
There is one question. Question five kind of relates to that. Now, maybe we need to change it, or we can add another one if you want. Number five is the Pacific Executive Director, parenthesis ED, effectively promotes and coordinates outreach, promotion, development, and marketing activities to help Pacifica to maximize its audience while staying compatible with the Pacifica mission. If you want to add more to that, that is
definitely addressing it, but it's kind of vague, and I kind of was thinking of something a little more specific in respect to, using the word maybe, getting our brand out there, getting our name out there, or publicist, something that kind of is a little more specific than the general terms that we're using now.
Okay.
I mean, any thoughts on that?
What do you think, Nia?
I hear what Rico is saying, and it's important. But in terms of the evaluation, to get into that minutia of detail,
It might be micromanaging somewhere.
Yeah, because this is pretty broad. Promotes, you know, coordinates outreach, promotion, development, and marketing. And whatever they decide, what he or she decides to check, if it's not satisfactory, they could always go down the bottom and put in just what you're saying, that there should be more outreach in XYZ community. That's my humble opinion.
Yeah, no, I can see that. And actually, something like this probably should be done. I mean, motions can be brought up to kind of give the ED the will of the body if they feel like it's not being done to the point where it should be. So maybe that question covers it.
Okay, well, if you want to reword it, this is the time to do it. of course, you can add any. All of these have a multiple choice and also comment box, so people can write in anything they want.
What number is it?
I'm pretty sure it's number 5. I think I'm pretty sure that Arlene read all the comments from everybody. You know, they're anonymous, and she gets all of them as well. You know, we get them, and we also gave them to her.
Uh-huh.
So, I know just here at KPFT, we just got a grant from Houston Endowment for Marketing that we've been trying to get for some time, and it's not a big one. It's just $50,000, but that's a lot more than we did have for that. And one of the first things we realized that we need to hire a professional that knows how to do this, because we know we need it, but we don't know how to best prioritize things so that we make the most of that money and how we can get volunteers involved better and things like that. So. I'm not sure even quite what questions to ask, but
I think 5. I think 5 really does say it. It's just I'd like to see it done, but that's something that people can agree strongly on if they feel that way or what have you. But yeah, it's definitely in there in number 5. I'm looking at it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Now to get the comments, you know, we can, you know, anybody can put in suggestions as well as. Critiques or whatever of past performance in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anything else, anybody, for the ED survey? How about, I can make these little changes. These are really easy. I need to go look at the invitation, too. It probably needs to be changed since it, you know, I think it references the probationary period and things like that. If there are any objections, I can make these changes and then email it to the committee and then give everybody some reasonable amount of time, a day or two. I don't know how much you need. And then if there's no other changes needed, then we could decide to go ahead and send it off.
Yeah, I think so. I think those changes aren't very, don't seem to be too involved. And maybe when you send it out, you can send it out that if there are some objections, then people can speak on it. If no one speaks on it, then maybe you can send it out afterwards.
Okay. I know the account we used, we used Zoomerang, this online survey tool, and it's a paid thing for what we need. There's a free version, which is what we have now, and we paid just for a couple of months for each survey, or maybe 3 months total, that gives us some of the enhanced features that we needed. And so I need to get that going, which... I think we did that through our HR director. Somebody at the national office set that up. I'll check with Arlene and we can get that going. It took a few days before to get that done. It's mostly just getting the right person to say okay, but and get to it because they were busy. But so that'll give us a few days anyway. We can be working on the survey questions. And let's see. Anything else you can think of, Nia? Is that all okay with you?
Yeah, no, I move that we approve the ED evaluation survey with whatever, deleting question number 10 and submitting it to the necessary parties. Something like that. For my whole motion.
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean.
Julie, question 10 and references to probationary period?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, any objections to that motion? Okay, hearing none, then that's approved. Okay, can we do the CFO survey real quickly? I don't know if we had on the agenda, we've had for I think about 2 months, maybe more, the possibility of revising the survey to make it, revising the job description to make it better organized. I'm not sure we have time to do that before we do a survey. We could do it parallel with the survey and use the existing survey, but what do you think?
I move that we use the existing survey pending any deletions or additions. So, the CFO survey, what did I say? I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, so you're saying the same thing about the CFO survey as we had for the ED survey?
That's correct.
Okay, is that a motion?
Yeah.
Yes, you made the motion.
Okay. What do you think, Rico? Any suggestions, comments?
No, I think she's right. I think that's a simple way of getting something done.
Okay. Do we need to read it real quick? Let me just to make sure there's nothing in it that I hadn't thought about that we might need to.
Let's look through it. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I'm just looking for the whole thing now. Hold on, let's see. There's the draft one. One's labeled draft, but it has a later date than the... Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. July 9th was the one.
Okay, you're going to shoot it out?
I got the wrong version here. Pacifica CFO Management Evaluation, sorry, July 12th. Yeah, let me make sure we open it up and make sure that's the right one. Bear with me here. So it's converted to a PDF on the 13th. So that's it. Okay, I'll send that one. Hold on just a minute. Anybody else have any comments about any of these surveys? Or about the job description that we talked about for the CFO?
Say that again, Joe.
Well, do you have any comments about, you know, we talked about if we had time, we could, revising the job description of the CFO. I'm not suggesting we hold up the survey now, but if we want to do it before the next, the next board takes over, you know, this would be the time to do it.
Can you send it out?
Too much work right now.
Well, have you sent it? You just sent it. Did you send it out earlier today?
The job description
for the CFO.
I believe I sent. There was a long email that I had both the. I think I had both surveys in them. I can't remember now. I know the survey has the job description in it, but just a second. I'm just typing right as I'm talking, and I'm going to send it to you here in just a second.
I think this is the letter. It's the one, Rico, that was sent at 7:09 p.m.
Okay, let me check it out.
I just sent it again. The PDF version that's got it's formatted and everything looks just like what people saw online.
That's even better. Oh, I have such a thank you. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start reading it just real quickly. It's not real long. First question is similar to what we had, the first question on the ED survey. It's which categories you're in. One difference is that we didn't send it to all the national committees. We only sent it to, we sent all the PNB, and then we sent it to LSB members of the audit or finance committees, or those two, because those people had more interactions with the CFO. Then we also added the business managers, our database manager slash member list manager, as well as the GMs, and then other paid staff for the national office or one of the stations or archives. I think it was just the national office. Let's see, then the first question, CFO does a good job with financial planning, parenthesis, financial goals, budgets, forecasts, etc. Question three, CFO does a good job with financial reporting, analysis, and transparency. And again, like the ED survey, all these are, you just rank them strongly disagree to strongly agree with neutral in the middle, or NA is an option, and you can write in a comment, any comment you want. Question four, the CFO does a good job managing financial risks and protecting financial assets. Question five, CFO works effectively on financial controls, procedures, and other measures for successful audits. Question six, the CFO does a good job training business personnel in each station and in the national office. Seven, regarding your firsthand knowledge of and experiences with the Pacific as CFO, the overall performance of the CFO is good. Again, you rank those whether you agree or disagree, et cetera. Number eight, this might be the one we'd delete. The CFO should be retained after she finishes her six-month probationary period.
Delete.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yep.
Should we delete that question?
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, then we'll delete that one. Number nine, please list the one area or activity where you believe the CFO is doing best. Number 10, please list the one area or activity where you believe the CFO needs the greatest improvement. And then there's the job description listed under it. So anybody see anything else you want to change?
Nope.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to send this out after deleting question 8, dealing with the probationary period and any other references to the probationary period?
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Hearing none, then that's approved. Okay. Very good. Thank you. And, you know, we'll have a few days to review these, so if we think of anything else, is it agreeable to everybody to allow us to make any other minor changes if we catch something else that needs to be changed? I guess
yeah.
That's a motion on my part.
Okay.
Okay. So is there any objections to letting us do that without having to meet again? Okay. All right. Sorry, my phone's making noises. Okay, so we'll I'll send out the modified survey as we just discussed, and while we're getting the account set up on Zoomerang or set back up to the pro version so we can do everything we need, then please review it and see and let us know if there's anything else you see that needs to be changed.
This is Nia, Bill.
Yeah, Nia.
Yeah, I would like for us to give people a deadline to complete this so that this can be presented to the PNB at the next teleconference meeting. Like,
yeah.
Give us enough time to send it to them so people could look at it. So when we get on the call, if anybody has any changes that they want to make, they could make them then. And just give a deadline as to when we want these things back so we don't get held up in a quagmire somewhere. The holidays are going to do that anyway. But I think we should be ready for whatever date this meeting is going to be. It can't be for this Friday, which is the 10th, because that wouldn't be enough notice. Obviously, the meeting is not happening this Friday. So what's
well, you know, George, normally any committee report gets to be on the agenda. Of course, you might not get to committee reports, depending on how things go with other things. But if we can, I can alert people by email that this is we have this report, and we'd like everybody to look at it, and we can send it out. I mean, I could probably get this done in a day. Unless something critical comes, there really aren't many changes, and consider to all the PNB, tell them this will be in the, we want to send this out, and I'm hesitant to ask for PNB approval. I don't think we need it, and if we don't get to it, then we don't have the approval, because there's a fair chance we won't get to it on the agenda.
Well, the last time, I think you were given special privileges at the top of the agenda to just do this. Maybe it was like 10 minutes or something like that? Because like
that's
you said, we never get to committee reports, but that's what was done, if my memory is serving me correctly. I don't know what Rico remembers also, but I don't think it was in committee reports that we did it. But in any case, whatever the history is, right now we just need to ask George. This is a special report, and it needs to be pushed up on the agenda and given the time.
Okay. That does make sense, to get it to the PNB so they all know it's coming, and if there's any, if they see something that does need to be changed, we can fix it before it goes out.
Right.
Okay. Does that sound okay with you, everybody? Rico?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Thank you.
Okay. Now, if the meeting isn't for another week and a half, is that too late? I guess it makes sense we wait anyway. And I'm assuming we're going to get people at least a week to respond. I think we gave people 8 or 9 days on the last one, something like that. Last one was over one of the in-person meetings, which sucked up a lot of everybody's time. But this one will be around Christmas, so people may want more time if they're traveling. I don't know.
Well, we might have to have a couple of special meetings just to do these, but we definitely should try to get it done before January 21st.
Yeah, what was the last proposed date that George sent out for us to...
The 19th.
Okay. So we're presumably... we could get this resolved by then. So if it went out the next day, that's the 20th. How long? I guess the question is, how long would we want people, get people to respond? Of course, this committee is going to be around till end of January. Well, third week in January.
January 21st.
But we need to get all this finished, and we need to get it prepared and to the PNB to review before then.
And communicate it.
Yeah, right.
To the ED and CFO.
Right. Which probably means we're going to have a meeting with quorum in January, early January, or very late December. Which may be hard.
It's about choice. People just make a choice to get it done.
Yeah. Well, how long should we give them to complete it? I guess that's or does it depend on when it goes out? Because when we send it out, we ought to tell them what the deadline is. You had a good point about that.
You have the calendar up?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Well, if, for example, it went out on the 20th, sounds like with all the different options for the next PNB meeting, the 20th would be after all of them. So that would be kind of worst case, I guess.
What date is the worst case?
Well, if the four choices for the next PNB meeting date, if the last one of those is the 19th, then presumably we could... we could get the PNB to say okay by then, launch the survey. So if we did it the next day or sometime that week, the next day is the 20th, it's a Monday. So how long would we want to give people to respond?
Maybe.
If we can get it launched earlier, we'll give them more time to respond. But if we don't get it launched until the 20th, what would be the minimum amount of time we'd want to give them?
The last time, how many days did we give them, including snail mail? How many days did we give them?
I think it was about 8 or 9. Nobody asked for snail mail versions.
Right.
We offered that. Nobody took us up on that.
Okay. So.
That's in the report that we put out. Let me see if I can find that if you want.
So give them 2 weeks. How about 2 weeks? 2 weeks for email for both of them.
Oh, that's right, because we're doing them at the same time.
Right, so we can't give them the same length of time. I would say 2 weeks.
Yeah, let me. I'm looking up the one that we did before. Okay, I'm looking at the CFO evaluation report. I thought we had the dates in there. Let's see. July of 2010. Logistics. Okay, it was sent out. This is the first email invitation sent to the recipient list on Monday night, July 12th. With the deadline for responses stated in the invitation for midnight the 19th, so that's 1 week. And then it overlapped the July 16th to 18th PNB meeting in Berkeley, and so we extended the time, let's see, until the morning of July 21st. So it went from the evening of the 12th to the morning of the 21st.
So how about if we give them until
that's 8.5 days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about if we give them until January 7th?
Well, remember, we can't really do a report or start generating a summary until we get the surveys finished. Well, take that back. You know, we could look at preliminary results, but we'd have to do it all over again. I'm not sure it's worth that effort. It does take some effort to get all the stuff compiled, even with that.
How long
I think we're talking about sending them out on the possibly on the 20th of December.
Yeah, that's what I think. We can get it out by then, possibly earlier.
This is the thing. It's the holidays. I don't know how many people are going to actually be spending a lot of time on this. To really consider that. Realistically speaking, the sooner we get it out, the better, because people may look at it before the holidays start in full, you know, full force. But then after the holidays, we're going to probably have to take at least a week that people may not be paying any attention to this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So if we started on the 20th, I mean, people probably will be looking at that sort of stuff maybe for 3 days until the 24th, if we're lucky. And then for a week, they may not be looking at anything to do with this. Or, I don't know, some people maybe, and some may not be looking at it until after New Year's. And then whatever we do after New Year's, we can count that as plus 3 days, and we'll probably get closer to a realistic amount of time that we're giving them.
Okay. Well, after we close the survey, after the deadline, we need to download all the results. I can do that in a day.
Uh-huh.
Send it to all of the committees to write a draft report. The rest of us need to review it, revise that. That took about a week last time, I think, maybe more. And then we need to meet with the ED and CFO, and we need to meet with the PNB. And then the in-person PNB meeting starts the 21st, and people will be traveling on the 20th. So part of it just works in when we get these meetings scheduled. I don't know we can get a PNB meeting scheduled, you know, like earlier in the week before the in-person meeting.
Bill?
Yeah, Nia?
I just thought about this. How about if, well, tonight basically we're done, right? How about if you said you...
Well, there are some other things on the agenda. I'm sorry, if that's what you mean. But go ahead.
No, we're done with the ED and the CFO evaluations.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by done. And by the time you get the Zoomerang thing set up and do everything that you need to do, how long will that take?
If we don't change any email addresses, which I think we decided not to do, it won't take very long. I can copy the survey. It's pretty easy to do. I need to make some little trivial changes. It'll probably take longer just to get the account set up, but we're going to have to, if we're going to wait until we can take it to the PNB, that might be a week or a week and a half.
Because what I was going to ask is, since we're not making any significant changes, right, after you're done what you're doing, maybe it could be sent to, and then, you know, we send it to the other two members of the committee, because we have two-thirds of the committee here. Then maybe you could send it via email to all the directors and asking, is everybody okay with this? Give them a deadline. Let's say you're done by, today's Monday, Wednesday. Give them a deadline of maybe Monday to say yay or nay. And after that, just lay out that we're going to be sending it out for people to complete it. Because this way we'll gain a few days. I don't see how else it'll be possible if we don't do it that way. Because I think we sort of did it that way for Arlene.
Yeah. So you're saying we'll notify all the PNB. Frankly, they'll have more time to look at it this way than during a meeting. If they don't look at it before the meeting, it'll be too late, because we're not only going to have time to read through both surveys in detail, probably at all, at the meeting. So you're suggesting we send it out, as soon as I make the edits, send it out to all the PNB, tell them we're planning to send it out on maybe like a week after that or something like that, if there aren't objections. That's kind of what you're saying?
Well, do you think it would take us a whole week? Because once they say everything is okay, Zoomerang is already set up. We have the email addresses. How long do you think, which you did most of that work. So
yeah,
that part of it, you would have to make that decision in terms of your time management. But I think the key thing is trying to do as much of this via email with the directors.
Yeah. Well, how much time would they want to look at it, do you think?
I would say if you get it to them on Wednesday, ask them to please move it back to us by Monday. What do you think, Rico and Marcel?
Yeah, that, I don't think Marcel's on the phone anymore, is he? But I think, yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay. If somebody objects, then they can speak up and we can... Okay. Can we have a motion that if there are objections, we can get those resolved by work group? Just considering how hard it is for us to get quorum for these meetings again.
When are they electing... I don't mean to not answer your question, but when are they electing the new members to the PNB? And how much longer are... Because I'm not on the LSB anymore. I'm just wondering how much longer I am actually involved.
All the directors are involved, are still directors until the
January
in-person meeting. If that didn't happen, we wouldn't have a national board.
Right.
Until the in-person meeting. Right. And the election of the new directors is, by the bylaws, it has to be in early January.
Aren't they going to be flying the new directors to the PNB in-person meeting?
Yes. That's why it should happen early January, so they can get their travel reservations.
Right.
But they're not really seated until the in-person meeting, which is on the 21st of January.
Right. Trying to figure out when my duties come to an end.
January 21st, Rico. You
January 21st?
21st, yes.
Yeah.
January 21.
Right. But
that's
I
just don't want to let this... I don't want to dump this on the next personnel committee, because they're going to have to... You know, I don't know who will be on it. I don't know if I'll be on it. Anybody will be on it.
We want to do as much as we can anyway.
We need to get it completed because, I mean, that's kind of part of our responsibility. And somebody new isn't going to be able to, I don't think, pick up very well until they've had a chance to review our ED and CFO and see how they're doing.
Right. I mean, if we can get it done, that would be great. I think we should do as much as we can.
Okay.
Okay. So should I review the suggested timeline?
Yeah, please.
Okay, that maybe 12/8, you get it to the PNB, right?
Okay.
Is that feasible, Bill? I mean, I'm saying all of this, but...
Yeah, Yeah, it'll be Wednesday, 2 days from now.
Just Wednesday. And then by 12:13, we'll send them to the directors.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, oh my God. I'm all confused. That's right. By 12:18.
Oh, we'll launch the survey, you mean?
We'll launch the survey on the 13th. So they have 5 days to tell us whatever it is they want to tell us, right? And then they have until, I had said January 7th, but maybe that.
We might not need that. If they get it by the 13th, you know, the holidays, they should be able to get it done before they start their Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever celebrations or travel, I would think.
Okay.
Is that reasonable?
So, well, it's reasonable to reasonable people. What do you suggest?
No, I think it's a good idea. I'm just.
I am out of water, Chair. I'm out of water. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Well, so if we got the survey, this is the official survey, not the draft, but the service survey launch for the CD, the CFO and ED on the 13th.
The 13th, yes.
And if we gave them, we'll say 2 weeks, that'll be to the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage them to do it that first week.
Well, we'll encourage them to do it by the 27th. They could do whatever.
Well, yeah. If they put it off too long, then they may get, if they're traveling for the holidays, then they'll forget about it. But we can remind them of that when we get it, when we send it out. Okay, then are we willing to and able to get the survey, the results, and process those that week, but, you know, that last week in December?
Okay.
I mean, it's not a full-time job, and it might be better to do it then. Other things are probably going to be kind of slow. But it does mean we need to be looking at that. And I'm willing to do it, but
okay.
I need some help.
Okay. Well, then the 27th, 30th. So then you're saying that we need to, what are the dates now? Why am I getting so confused? The 27th.
Well, that's a Monday. You know, we can make it the 28th or 29th or something.
Okay.
I mean, I'm guessing not too many people are going to be working on this New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. but we could, if we close the survey, like, I don't know, say the 28th, I don't know. That's the Tuesday after Christmas. Then we could get all the stuff downloaded and send it to the rest of the committee within a day.
Bill, I would suggest that we leave it at the 2 weeks, because as you know, there's always that person that will say, "But I didn't get it done. Could I have X day?" And leave that cushion there, right? And then
so be the 27th.
Yes, right. And then let's figure out, when are we going to meet? When can we do all of this? So we'll have the week of January 3rd through the 7th to do what we need to do. Then have them call a special meeting the week after.
Okay, well, if we give them 2 weeks, we started on the 13th, the 27th is 2 weeks.
Right. And then,
so then we'd have that week, we'd have that last week of January, most of it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.